This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. North Korea marked the 70th anniversary of its founding with a parade featuring columns of marching soldiers, tanks, and other conventional weaponry on display, but there were no signs of nuclear missiles. Joshua Pollack, a senior research associate at the Middlebury Institute of International Studies, said all types of such missiles were absent.
It wasn't just long-range missiles that were absent. It was nuclear-capable missiles of any range. No short-range, medium-range, intermediate, or intercontinental.
The parade focused on economics and reunification with South Korea. Preliminary results from Sweden's parliamentary election found one of Europe's more liberal nations taking a decided turn to the right. Prime Minister Stefan Löfven warned voters not to let that happen.
But a decent democracy and social democrats and the social democratic-led government is a guarantee for not letting the Sweden Democrats, extremist party, a racist party, get any influence in the government.
The anti-immigration Sweden Democrats, which wants the country to leave the European Union and put a freeze on immigration, appeared poised to become the third largest party in parliament. The ruling center-left Social Democrats had 28% of the vote, trailed by the moderates with 19% and the Sweden Democrats with almost 18% of the vote. Thousands of Russians rallied against government-backed pension reforms, and hundreds of them faced arrest as Kremlin-backed candidates for Moscow's mayor as well as regional governorships appeared easy, moving toward victories. Amid what appears to be a landslide for pro-Kremlin candidates, Russia's growing economic problems were on display. This is VOA News. In Syria, Russia and Syrian warplanes struck at rebel targets in both Idlib and Hama provinces. According to rescuers and residents, barrel bombs filled with explosives and shrapnel were dropped on villages and hamlets in southern Idlib. In Washington, Vice President Mike Pence, appearing on Fox News Sunday, had a warning for both Damascus and Moscow.
We all know what happened in Aleppo. We're watching it all very closely. But what's different with President Trump from President Obama is this president drew a red line and enforced it on chemical weapons. President Obama drew a red line, said, "Don't you can't use chemical weapons," and then allowed Assad in Syria to go forward and victimize countless civilians.
Pence also said the U.S. is watching the controversial and the conventional buildup as well as to ensure another humanitarian catastrophe doesn't occur. Meantime, the UN Children's Fund is reporting only half of Syria's 4 million school children will be able to return to the classroom this month because of conflict and a severe shortage of money. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
The UN Children's Fund reports more than 7 years of war in Syria has put one in three schools out of use. It says many have been destroyed or damaged, while others are sheltering displaced families. Some schools are being used for military purposes in this war, which is estimated to have killed more than 500,000 people. This year, UNICEF reports more than 60 schools have been attacked, despite the destruction of infrastructure, a severe shortage of teachers, and lack of money. The agency says children eagerly go to school when they can. It says school provides them with a sense of normalcy in an otherwise chaotic environment. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Former Cambodian National Rescue Party leader Kem Sokha was released on bail today. Opposition figure was jailed on treason charges a year ago. Government of Prime Minister Hun Sen, who has ruled for 33 years, began a crackdown late last year on opposition parties, including having the Cambodian Supreme Court dissolve the CNRP ahead of elections in July. With no significant challengers, Hun Sen's Cambodian People's Party claimed a sweeping victory and a vote widely criticized as flawed and anti-democratic. Miss New York Nia Imani Franklin was named Miss America 2019 late Sunday. A classical vocalist, Franklin sang an operatic selection from the opera La Boheme. She won a $50,000 scholarship along with the crown to be the first Miss America pageant to be held without a swimsuit competition. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.